This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Bringing a whole new meaning to community. Joy 94.9.
We've all heard now that the exchange is coming to an end, and the gentleman that's been in the exchange for 25 years joins me on the phone right now. Kevin Atwood, welcome to Joy.
Hi Paul, how are you?
Good, congratulations on being in the industry for 25 years.
Yeah, well, when I think about it, people have been reminding me of that in the last couple of days, a couple of weeks or whatever, and I go, well, I didn't really think much about it actually, because I can still remember opening night, but it is, as I found out, something that is a milestone in this industry. Not many people can turn around and say they've been in one venue for 25 years, so, you know, a lot of people change and all that, management changes, owners change, but that's one good thing, I think, out of it.
All right, my first question, Kevin, is it your choice to close the doors?
Yes and no. Yes, because after 25 years, I mean, the place has been languishing a bit in the last year, and it's needed to have a face, like a huge facelift, a huge monster facelift. But like many places in town, we only lease the premises from, you know, a freehold owner who owns it, and basically they didn't want to invest anything in, which needed to do. I mean, a lot of venues around town have had a major rebuild and all that, which is great, particularly with the smoking laws, because they caused all sorts of problems in places, because places that weren't specifically designed for an area, say like the market, had to put their smoking area on the third level and literally split their crowd in half, and we were in the same boat. So that had a dramatic effect on splitting the crowds up. So as I say, the freehold owners didn't want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars rebuilding the place, and after 25 years I decided, well, you know, we've done the best we can, and there's other things, let's move on. So we decided we'd go through it, and that's it. It's really about the staff is real, one of the reasons why we've sort of tried to keep it going as long as we can, the showgirls and all that.
You talk about that it needs a refurb or something new. In the last 10 years, I'm sure I've seen four of them.
No, I'm talking about a rebuild. Not refurbishment, a rebuild. I mean, it needs major restructuring to operate correctly, and, you know, like new toilet systems, new plumbing, physical new walls, all that sort of stuff. Not so much refurbishment, just and prettying up. It needs a whole new approach, and, you know, that won't be me that's doing it. I don't know what the next lot will do. Will go in there, but maybe they'll rip it apart and do it, which is what's going to happen at the market, which is what has happened at the market. It's what's happened at the Peel. Greyhound's just done it. So, you know, it's not in the same league as those renovations, because it, you know, it requires major restructuring, a structural change and whatever. So, but anyway, that's just the way it's gone, and I've just decided that, you know, that's someone else's thing. After 25 years, I figure, well, you know, there's other things to do.
Over the years, I've noticed, I mean, there's a lot of clubs, not just yours, but patrons have come and gone and gone and not come back. Is that another reason why you don't have enough patrons to keep you going?
Oh, well, yeah, at the end of the day, that's right. I mean, if a place is not attracting enough people, I mean, there's a lot of competition out there. The other side, I mean, generationally, there's been a change. Up until the 90s and early 2000s, there were Wednesday, Thursday nights when people went out. They just don't do that anymore, and they don't do it around town, unless it's a one-night event somewhere. It's just a generational thing to sit at home on your Facebook or Grindr or whatever, or drink at home, and then not go out to the weekend, which is, you know, something that's, as I say, this is a generational thing. We used to go out years ago every night of the week. Any excuse, you go down the pub for a drink. And that doesn't happen now with the younger generation.
What about this comment? If they listen to the public, allowed new shows with new upcoming drag queens like in the old days, none of this would have happened. The only way to move forward is to let go of the past. The scene is forever changing, and they downright refuse to change with it. That's showbiz. Do you agree with that?
Everybody says that, but I mean, you have a look at the Greyhound. You've got Paris, you've got Millie Minogue, who've been around for 20 years. Everyone's got an opinion, but, you know, we do have new drag queens. We've had Sensation, we've had Sash, who's on tonight, always with a compere. So we've always had our doors open to anyone that wanted to get up on stage. We've had competitions to do that. But the drag's not everything in the world, but it is a part of Friday, Saturday nights. As I say, everyone has an opinion, but you've got to get in there and do it, and that may not necessarily be the case.
Another one, it's a shame, but symptomatic of a business that refuses to be agile in the changing world. I think for years they extracted pink dollars without investing enough, especially back in the community. What do you think of that?
You know, some people, I can't answer some people's opinions, but I mean, we were vitally involved in also, and raising funds for Joy and other things and what have you, and, you know, many other things that we've done behind the scenes. I don't turn around and tell everybody who I support and help, but if anyone ever needed help, we were there. Yeah, that's just an opinion. Someone has an opinion of that you don't do anything, and it's always there. You know, there are people who think that you're only there to turn around and get the almighty gay dollar. But the bottom line is, for 25 years, a lot of people felt like they were at home and they were comfortable and they had a good time and they were safe. And that means more to me than someone that, I don't know, has some particular reason for not wanting to go out somewhere. So, you know, I can't answer to that.
Mariana says, I always have happy memories of the exchange. Try to hear it's closing. Haven't been there in years, though. Good old times. And Tabitha did some great shows there, and that's what she'll miss.
Yeah, well, Tabitha is a great performer. You know, everyone's literally been through the exchange at some point. And again, getting back to the generational side, I mean, 25 years is a long time. And so, yeah, the people who were there, we've got actually a couple of guys who drink in the public bar who are still there from the opening week, would you believe? Now, they mean a lot to me, and we're going to miss them, and they don't really figure in the overall worry about, oh, it's Friday, Saturday night, whatever. The exchange has been open 7 days a week, 365 days a year for 25 years, and we've catered to everybody, not just Friday, Saturday night, which is a one-off occasion for other people. So the important thing is that we have been appealing to other people too that have been coming on, and also because of the generational change, some people, yeah, that they don't go out anymore, you know, they just stay home.
Chris from Clifton Hill wants to know, he says, if someone asked you today, Kevin, your advice on how to create a successful venue, what would you tell them?
Well, go for it. I mean, first of all, I suppose just find a venue where you can set up a smoking area that's within the venue, have good music, you know, just promote, look after your customers. I mean, at least make sure that they're comfortable and safe. The actual premise hasn't changed much. It's just a matter of, but the other side of it, I suppose, you've got to make up your mind whether you want to open 7 days a week, and that's a lot of work. So that's the difference whether you open one night or 7 days. It's easy to open a one-night venue because obviously that's a novelty. You know, to open 7 days a week, you've got to turn around and attract the crowd that comes every night of the week.
Kevin, do you think the closing of the exchange could possibly be the closing of Commercial Road, or maybe are we looking at the end of the scene? Are we looking at a new scene? What are we looking at?
I think we are looking at a new scene. I think there's two reasons. I suppose Commercial Road, the market's gone. The two big, largest venues in the street are gone. Look, there'll probably be the few bars down the street that there are, which is very much like LA. You know, there's different pockets of venues in different areas, and they'll cater for the local areas. We certainly aren't the vibrant place we once were. There were a lot more restaurants and all that sort of stuff. And Abbotsford has picked up a lot of that, and Smith Street and everything, which is great, because they used to be the opposite. You know, just used to be a whole lot of factories and stuff like that. So now, you know, the scene's probably shifted a little bit. A lot of people still live in South Yarra, though, so who knows? I mean, we might have another venue around the corner or something or other that could go gay. It just could happen, and someone else could do that. But for the moment, obviously, Commercial Road as an entity is probably, you know, it won't ever be like it was, I suppose.
Time will tell. Two last questions. One has got to do with the venue. Do you think someone will come in and run another gay club, or are they just going to bulldoze it?
At the moment, I don't know, to be perfectly honest. There are people looking at it. I don't think it will. Well, look, in this particular day and age, the thought of just opening a gay venue or a straight venue isn't really a moot point. Everyone says, oh, everyone's welcome, which is what the market's going to do down the road too. So I don't know if someone else is going to come in and run a hotel or a bar at this point. It's not my... I haven't got the information on that yet, so yeah, I'll certainly let you know when I find out anything, but at this stage, I think it will operate, but it could operate as a food venue or something, I don't know.
Okay, final question for you. What are you going to do? You're going to retire, go away, open up another club?
I'm going to have a break for a while. I've actually got a lot of other interests, and I don't know. See, I mean, the music and that is one of the great things, and I do all the music and video edits for the hotel, and I'm part of an international cartel that, you know, distributes that all around the world. Yeah, I don't know. You might find me wind up somewhere as a DJ or something. You know, you never know, because that's actually in my blood. That's where I started as a DJ. And, if I did another business and I did something, I mean, who knows? It could be one night down the track. But the time being, I'm just going to get out of it, take stock and see where things go, and we'll see how we go from there.
Kevin Edward, thank you so much for joining us here on Joy.
See you, mate. Bye.
Let Joy keep you company online. joy.org.au, wherever you are.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.